You're listening to the Learning Clinic on CKLU 96.7 FM. I'm your host, Bob Kerwin. The other night I was reading an article about a 24-year-old lady from Valley East by the name of Candace Kirkbride. She was a recipient of one of the 2010 Community Builders Awards of Excellence for the Young Leader category. As I read the article, memories of a horrible night back in March of 2001 came to mind. You see, Candace was among a group of teenagers who were walking home late one night from a house party along a dark street in Hanmer when the group was struck by a drunk driver. Candace was only 15 at the time. She ended up surviving the accident but suffered severe injuries. She had a stroke and remained in a coma for weeks. Her boyfriend, Andrew Chaput, died that night. I can remember the night quite clearly. Candace suffered a severe brain injury that is left with no memory of that night. She has significant short-term memory difficulties to this day, is blind in one eye, and has some paralysis as she continues her lifelong rebuilding process. She went back to complete her high school diploma at Confederation Secondary School. Apparently, about 4 years after the accident, Candace met face-to-face with the young driver who hit her that night, and she forgave him. She claims that the act of forgiving him for what he had done to her and her boyfriend turned her life completely around and allowed her to be happy again. What Candace did reminded me so much about a story I had read a long time ago. It was written by a man named Strickland Gillian. Let me share the story with you now. It's called The Dark Candle. A man had a little daughter. She was an only and beloved child. He lived for her. She was his whole life. One day, while she was at school, a deranged man broke into the building and began shooting wildly. He then turned the gun on himself and took his own life. When the casualties were examined, the man's little daughter was among the dead. The father was totally irreconcilable. He became a bitter recluse, shutting himself away from his many friends and refusing every activity that might restore his poise and bring him back to his normal self. He hated the world and everything about it. It was not fair that his innocent daughter, who never hurt anyone, was a victim of this senseless act. Why did it have to happen to her? What could he have done to prevent it? Who was to blame? How could he ever get even with the man who shot his daughter? Then one night he had a dream. He dreamt he was in heaven and was witnessing a grand pageant of all the little child angels. They were marching in an apparent endless line past the great white throne. Every white-robed angelic tot carried a candle. But he noticed that one child's candle was not lighted. Then he saw that the child with the dark candle was his own little girl. Rushing to her while the pageant hesitated, he seized her in his arms, caressed her tenderly, and then asked, "How is it, darling, that your candle alone is unlighted?" And she answered, "Father, they often relight it, but your tears always put it out." Just then, he broke away from his dream. The lesson was crystal clear, and its effects were immediate. From that hour on, he was not a recluse, but mingled freely and cheerfully with his former friends and associates. No longer would his little darling's candle be extinguished by his useless tears. And so, it must have been with Candace when she confronted the young driver to forgive him. She noticed that her approach to life changed immediately. She began to live again and be happy. She now does a lot of volunteer work, including speaking to groups of teenagers and adults about the dangers of drinking and driving. She's living in her own apartment and looking forward one day to starting a family. Candace's story reminds us that we will never be able to understand why tragic events occur in our life. Nevertheless, we must move on and continue our lives in a positive manner. We must not let our lives be governed by hatred and fear. It's important for the loved ones who were lost or hurt in any tragedy that we not lose our own lives as a result of their death. What is done and cannot be changed. The lesson of the dark candle is something we can apply to our own situations close to home. A car accident, a mysterious disease, a heart attack, or some other tragic event may have taken away someone you love dearly. Make sure your tears do not put out the candle of your loved one. Honor their death in the only way you can, by continuing to live your own life with the same passion and zeal as always, in loving memory of those who have gone before us. You're listening to The Learning Clinic on CKLU 96.7 FM. I'm your host, Bob Kerwin.
There's a kind of hush all over the world. Tonight, all over the world, you can hear the